107.7 The Island. Your station for real music variety is your home for your adorable, adoptable pet of the week, featuring what looks to be a very cold Robin Mays. And there's a little a caged animal.
You go. I'm not going today. You go. I'm not going today.
I'm not going out there.
I'm not going out there.
Look how small my paws are. I'm not going out there.
Hi, Black. That is Oakley.
Hi, Black
Beauty. Oakley was part of all the timber wood names we had years ago. I think we're going on 5 years now. And Oakley was returned with Timber, so we have both of them. But Oakley is so sweet, and she's all dressed in her basic black that goes with everything.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of alphabet.
Yes.
She walks very low to the ground.
Yes.
Why is that?
She's hunkered down. She's just nervous.
She is. Come on.
She's nervous for her debut here.
So she looks familiar, but she looks like, which cat am I thinking of that was stark black, all black?
Oh my gosh, we've had Charlie, Timber, Oakley. I can't even remember them all.
Is Oakley new to the shelter?
No, Oakley was returned. So we've had Oakley when we were a kitten, and then we had the whole litter, and then they went to foster, and they did wonderful, then was adopted, and now back. She is a beauty. If we ever got to see her, she's back under the couch.
She's
nervous for her debut.
She's a return?
Yeah. Her and Timber. And they don't really care for each other anymore. So I don't know what really happened. You know, if there was some kind of a spat between siblings, but they're like, I don't want to be.
Are they both girls?
No.
Family troubles and a return to the shelter. I'd be walking low to the ground too.
There were, and they have to be in separate areas because they're like, no, I don't like you anymore. So I don't know what that was about, but that's okay. We have plenty of other friends that they like. They each like, and
how old is? You said Oakley.
Oakley is about 5 now. So she's the right age. She's not the kitten climbing and getting under your feet. Oakley is the, I will be happy to watch TV.
Yeah.
You know, volleyball, of course, will be coming. So I'll be happy to watch volleyball with you.
She's underneath the chair. She's under you. She wants to see you.
Where are you, Oak?
Well, we're black, so...
Yeah, that's going to be
luck,
hard to see
Good luck
her.
Finding her.
Hi.
Hi, kid. You have a lot to say.
I like the little sounds she makes.
She's just got the cutest little meow.
She does like to talk a little bit, but she I guess she's just as her radio debut is, you know, little shy.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of Grand Island, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner, and they also have amazing pets available for adoption like Oakley, the all-black, hip-fixed, and microchipped cat. Being that she was returned, is there a discount?
Yes. We are still doing $50 for our adoptable cat. So, like you said, hip. Now, see, I mess it up every single time.
No, it's hip fixed
and microchipped, and she is all of that.
Excellent. Keep up the good work. Thanks for everything you do there.
Thank you.
She's a stunning beauty.
She's very sleek, pantherish.
She is, and sweet.
Does your profession get harder around the... Two-part question. Around the holidays and also around winter storms, of course. I think I know the answer to both of those.
You know, it's... yes and yes. Our volunteers seem to, no matter what, they seem to come in and help out and make sure everybody is taken care of and everything's done and the building is taken care of. But sometimes, of course, it's hard for people to get out to whether they want to stop and look at what we have available. That's why we're trying to do more online. If our food pantry is needed, we're open Wednesdays and Saturdays, pretty much in any kind of weather. She's not having it, huh?
No, but it's okay. She's exploring, and that's okay because that's what they do with new surroundings.
Yeah. Of course, today is Giving Tuesday, so we're going to be online quite a bit and promoting all of our adoptables and what we do with the food pantry in the Animals program and the spay-neuter program and the Happy Tails program. And yeah, we're busy. Oh,
you guys do it all.
Did you say amazing? Did you say Happy Pills program?
Happy Tails.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
I was going to say
that's wishful
without even knowing anything. Just put my name on that list. I'm calling about your Happy Pills program. I'm almost out, and I'm panicking.
And what about, you've got one more big thing coming.
We've got, we're joining the Y for Dashing for Donuts this Saturday, which is always fun because it involves eating donuts. Donate.
Gosh, I hate come donuts. Out.
I know, right? Whoever invented those? I mean,
I hate it. I hate
here,
them all.
I'm going to drop these into some hot oil and cut out the middle.
Yeah. And cover them with so much sugar that you have a cavity just looking at them.
Yeah. And glaze them. Yeah. That's.
Was the hole in the middle of the donut strictly? I've seen them make bagels on a big pole. Is that why that hole exists?
I have no idea.
Is it to make sure the center is not raw?
It gets cooked. Yeah. I wonder if that's it.
Well, that's the best part, though.
If it's a little chewy?
Not the uncooked center, center. Because I like those because you can just pop them in your mouth while you're driving.
Donut holes?
Yeah. Donut holes.
Jerry Seinfeld does a thing that makes you think. It's not that funny, but it makes you think. The donut hole that you said you like to pop. He said, that's not a hole. That's the absence of a hole.
Huh?
Okay, stop.
If you take out the center of a donut, you make a hole.
Yes.
But what you took out is not a hole.
Oh, I gotcha.
I guess it can
be. You took the whole hole.
The the entire
that's
hole.
That's what I have to say about that.
Okay, that's a good place to stop and grab the 99.9% of viruses are eliminated can of spray. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design. See what they could do. 20 years worth of experience of custom apparel. ProTeamDesign.com.
Brandsman in the morning, 5:30 to 10.
Oh, it's so good.
107.7 The Island.